USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump getting an up-close look at some of the damage caused by the wildfires in California.
It has to be good, strong forest management, which I've been talking about for 3 years with the state. So hopefully they'll start doing that.
The president meeting with Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom in the state. President Trump holding one of his rallies in Phoenix, Arizona as well today. Hurricane Sally is getting ever closer to landfall as it churns in the Gulf of Mexico. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves says Biloxi is now in the main path of the storm. These Biloxi residents say they're getting ready for the storm.
What I heard on the news this morning, that it's going to be slow and it's going to be hanging over us and it's coming right for us. So it's kind of like nerve-wracking. And we came out this morning to get some sand and we haven't left.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Your products are great, absolutely. You know, general aches and pains I have from because I work outside a lot, gone. It's almost magic. It's almost too good to be true, you know, but it is. It's very true. Dr. Howard's done a fantastic service by creating this.
I work in healthcare, and I haven't gotten even a runny nose. I'm walking more. I'm exercising more. I'm doing more yoga. I'm pretty convinced that this is something to do with it. And you know what? I will never be without it. Because this was painless and easy. It's amazing. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says Americans are suffering because President Trump has no national strategy to combat climate change.
Donald Trump's climate denial may not have caused these fires and record floods and record hurricanes, but if he gets a second term, these hellish events will continue to become more common.
The former vice president and his wife Jill also early voted on Monday, as they will be traveling on Tuesday. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is stressing the importance of the relationship between the United States and Qatar.
The United States and Qatar continue to enjoy a strong trade and investment relationship, supported on both sides by open markets and a commitment to fair practices.
He spoke at an event with representatives from both nations and said there's a shared goal of getting rid of terrorism around the globe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Netflix is encouraging subscribers to watch an award-winning French film titled Cuties, despite a petition to remove the film and the trending hashtag #CancelNetflix. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is no fan of the film. He sent a letter to the DOJ asking them to investigate Netflix.
Netflix is an incredibly profitable U.S. company. Barack Obama makes a ton of money from Netflix, and they are profiting. They are making money by selling the sexual exploitation of young kids. And so I asked the Attorney General to investigate them because federal law makes it a crime. It is a felony to distribute child pornography. And you know, it's interesting online, lots of so-called journalists were defending, well, it's just a movie. You know what? We arrest and put in jail people every year for movies. If you have child pornography, if you have kids engaged in sexual activities, if you produce it, if you distribute it, you face criminal penalties.
Yeah.
And Netflix is making a ton of money.
Cruz speaking there on Fox News. And Jeopardy returns Monday for its 37th season. Host Alex Trebek recorded the show without a studio audience as he continues to battle pancreatic cancer. The contestants will all be socially distanced. More news can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.